Coach, it's been a few weeks since we talked to you last. A lot's gone on, but what a weekend you guys had.
Yeah, it was a good win for the program. Kids played real tough all three phases of the game against a really tough Bishop Fenwick team who has a heck of a quarterback for a couple more years.
You know, certainly, Coach, you look at the score, 42-34, and it would seem to be last man standing with the ball would have an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah, it was back and forth. I mean, I think after they scored first, and then I think we popped two in and had the lead for the rest of the game. It was mostly a two score game until the very end. They scored with about 30 seconds left, and we recovered the onside kick. But you know, credit to the kids, they were resilient. You know, we had a tough end of the first half. They completed a Hail Mary with 9 seconds left, a 50-yard touchdown pass, and then first opening kickoff of the second half. We had a ball bounce off one of our return man's chest, and they recovered it. But, you know, then we were down 1 point, but the defense held them three and out, and then we got the ball back and went right down the field and scored to, you know, keep it a two-possession game.
Coach, going into that game, you know, you rebounded nicely against Swampscott. You had a little dip there at home. You know, tell me a little bit about the highlight of the season. What do you think... you know, if there's a turning point in the season or a point at which you said, okay, we can make a run now in the playoffs, because you secured that pretty early on.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Our two losses at home were against two really good teams. You know, North Reading, who just put a hurting on Danvers, as I saw in the scores, and then Masco, who gave Billerica a heck of a game. And Billerica, you know, they were steamrolling pretty much everyone they played. You know, but the game against Masco, we ended up losing 15-14 in two nights. But the kids, they played with such energy and such emotion, you know, and they were just physical. You know, we didn't put our best game together against Swampscott, but again, they were physical and they played with energy and emotion, and we overcame, you know, some turnovers in that game. And then I think we put it all together against Bishop Fenwick. You know, we got to shore up some of our pass defense, but. They put it all together. The special teams did a great job. Tony Lapham had a great day kicking the ball in the extra point game, and the kickoffs. The offense was you know, a well-oiled machine. The offensive line did a great job opening holes for Liam Spillane. Louis LaRue was very good in the passing game and in the run game, making his reads. It was just a good day. And defensively, we stuffed their run and made them one-dimensional. Unfortunately, that dimension was, you know, some deep balls that they completed. I think they completed 5 balls over 30 yards. But, you know, it was a real good team win.
Coach, pick out a lineman for me, please. You know, again, the skill guys, offense and defense, they get all the ink. But tell me about some of your unsung guys down there in the trenches.
Sure, in the trenches, you know, first and foremost, John Falasca, senior captain, you know, playing left tackle and defensive tackle as well. He's been, you know, week in and week out, he's been one of our best players on both sides of the ball. Kenny Shute, his line mate at left guard, another senior captain. You know, we lost him for a few games early in the season, but he's come back and he's done a real nice job for us, playing mostly offense and spelling on defense and doing a really good job. And then we got Ryan Farrell, who's a junior. He's our center. He's one of the toughest kids I've ever coached. You know, he's a big kid and he plays big and he plays mean. And then Joe Dussault at right guard, a sophomore, is, you know, kind of fitting into his own on a veteran offensive line, and Jack McCarthy at right tackle. The offensive line, you know, has been great all season long. They work well together. They practice real hard, and they love what they do.
All right, what's the message this week at practice, Coach?
You know what? We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We got to get better. You know, one of the messages, we got a good team this week. I think Bishop Fenwick, you know, we did a nice job being physical with them and maybe got them off their game a little bit. But Watertown plays in a real tough, tough league, and they seem to be in the types of games that we just played against Bishop Fenwick every single week. So they're not, you know, they're going to keep coming and keep coming. They got a heck of a quarterback over there and a great fullback, you know, and Coach Kakachi does a phenomenal job over there, and they beat us a few years ago in our first playoff trip ever. You know, we're going to need to bring our best game of the season if we're going to beat those guys.
You know, Coach, reading the Salem News recount of the story. Coach Dave Woods of Fenwick had nothing but high praise for you and for your team. And he commented on the great schemes that you ran being really tough to defend. And he said, you know, you plan on one thing, you see something, and then you guys would do something else. It was like a guessing game for the defense, trying to figure out how to match up their defense or what you were going to do offensively. And it just seems you guys got the better of them more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, it all starts like with those five guys up front, the offensive line. We can scheme all we want. We can, you know, put all the fun plays the counter game and the reads for the quarterback all we want, but you know, there's been a couple games that, you know, the defense that we've been going against has owned the line of scrimmage, and you know, North Reading, for example, and they owned the line of scrimmage and we weren't able to do anything. So you know, the scheme's great, and you know, but still guys got to block and tackle, and you know, it starts with those guys up front. But you know, Coach Woods, phenomenal coach. You know, he's been there and done that, and you know, him and I are pretty friendly. We play golf a couple times every summer, and it was kind of fun going against them.
Do you keep score?
Oh yeah, we keep score. I think we're 1-1 this past summer. 1-1 this past summer.
I haven't met a football coach yet who doesn't keep score on everything.
Absolutely.
You know it.
Absolutely.
Hey, geez. Patrick, listen, it's great. Appreciate it. We're going to follow you all the way, needless to say. Hope to talk to you after a win next weekend. And thanks for taking the time. Good luck this week, Coach.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for everything you do.